When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Forever Dog.
Sassy Terror. Sassy. Sassy Terror. Welcome to an audio journey through the world of tarot with me, Veronica Osorio. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin.
To see the cards from today's episode, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Sassy Tarot Pod. That's S-A-S-S-Y, tarot, like a regular tarot, T-A-R-O-T-P-O-D. Sassy Tarot Pod. Sassy Tarot Pod.
Welcome to Sassy Tarot. I'm your host, Veronica Osorio, and the music you hear currently is Peter Mark Kendall, as always. So today we're having a kind of an extra special episode where I'm finally going to start talking about the Major Arcana. I will say something. Today we're recording, I don't know when this is going to come out, but we're recording towards the end of June, and I feel like there's something in the air right now where everyone's just like very high strung. Well, I am. Let's just say that. That's my, I'm maybe sensing it all from my lens. And I feel like it's because there's a lot going on and it's kind of hot, and I personally am transitioning to a new part of my life. So that's kind of the perfect energy for what we're talking about today, which is the Fool. So we're going to start with the tarot deck one by one, and I want to talk about the Major Arcana. And first of all, if you guys are looking to turn into professional tarot readers, you want to like make money out of it and stuff, there are a lot of podcasts that I think from people who've been doing it and studying it and actually working as readers for a while and actually charging money for it. So I recommend you check them out. There's like Biddy Tarot. She's an Australian woman. She runs a website. A lot of the things I learned from her information. And then there's a woman who created the tarot coloring book. And her name is, I'll tell you in a second. Her name is Theresa Reed. She also has a really good podcast. Really, really good. It's like Tarot Bites. So there are snippets of information about specific cards and how to do reads and how to make money with it. But what we do here at Sassy Tarot is not like that. What we do here is we go into each card and into each day with the aim to learn about tarot, and especially to learn about tarot as a tool for your own self-knowledge and self-discovery, and so that you learn how to relate to other human beings as well through reacting to tarot. So partly why I am doing this is so that I can learn more through teaching you, and partly because I can never get enough to talking about it. So let's start with decks. I touched on it a little bit, and I want to talk about selecting your own deck. Ooh, change of tone, because we're changing topics. To select your own deck, you have to kind of feel what images inspire you the most. I recommended before that the Rider-Waite-Smith tarot deck is like the classic. So you'll always find references online, and you'll always be able to, like, through these images from this specific classic deck, you'll be able to learn the decks enough to go into whatever other decks or worlds you want to go into. So when I describe the cards right now, I'm going to go with that one. But I'm going to touch on a couple of the cards and other decks that I have and why they speak to me. So I currently own the Aleister Crowley's Thought Tarot deck. I find it extremely hard for me. He deals with astrological stuff. I also have the Medicine Woman Tarot deck. It is also very hard for me because they take the cards that we know as we know them, and they just, like, focus on the healing aspect of each one of the cards. Then I have the Dali Tarot deck, which, as a surrealist, it's very different, and the symbols just radically change, and everything turns, like, a little weird. And that's the first deck I learned with, and I feel like that's level 10. But it helped me, because when I went to the classic, I was like, oh, there's so much I was getting. I now see so much more in the classic Rider-Waite. Then I have the Myth, and it's all about, like, this is like Roman Greek myths, I think, exclusively. And they speak to people. If you know mythology, if you know all of these characters from, like, ancient, the beginning of storytelling and human deciphering of what God means, then you probably, like, connect with it. Then I have the After Tarot, which I touched on. It's a second after. It's a Rider-Waite, so your classic tarot, but a snapshot of a moment after. I have the Kabbalah Angel Tarot, and a few other decks, but the point I'm trying to make is you have to look at the image. You have to figure out what you like about it. Let's start with the Fool. So the only card that's number zero, it's the Fool. And it's the very first card in all of the tarot decks. Some people start with the One, and then they throw the Fool at the end of the Major Arcana, which also makes sense because that's literally what happens. So the Major Arcanas are like overall energies in the air, and overall energies, like, archetypes of moments that we have as people, right? So if I'm in a star moment, that means that I have inner hope, an inner light, an inner dream that's just, like, guiding me through after a breakdown. Or, like, it's like when you hit rock bottom and then you see a light and you're like, you can't go but up from the bottom. You cannot go further down. You can only go up. That's the star moment. And it's also when you're shining really brightly and you feel seen and you feel, like, looked at and admired, and it all comes from within. So that's a star moment, right? For example. But there could be a sun moment that's, like, pure joy, and it's different. It's outward expression of that joy and ego. And there could be a moon moment where you're feeling kind of going into your own psyche and your mind and your brain and your intuition. You can be in an emperor moment and you want to organize your life and structure it and figure out what to do. Now, the Fool is the first one of all of the major arcanas. I want to stick with it. So in the Rider-Waite Tarot, you see a man or a woman fabulously dressed. I still don't understand how the sleeves are made, but they're so gorgeous. And he has this yellow boots, yellow tights, this like yellow pomegranate with green leaves, navy blue, tiny dress with like 60s bell boot sleeves that have red inside and then underneath a shirt. He's holding, or she's holding, a red rose. He has a stick and a little pouch at the end of the stick. Blonde hair. The eyes are looking up. There's hope in the air. The sun is shining. The mountains are snowing in the background. And there's a little dog, a little white dog, by its feet. And the pouch, we don't know what it has. And he has a little green hat with a big, large red feather. All of these symbols mean something. So I'm gonna, let's unpack this card. So first of all, the first thing we see is that it's the number zero. And so that's the number of nothing. And also, it's a number of infinite possibilities. It's like, the zero, I don't know any math. That's the truth. Whoa, that went up. That's good. But the way I heard talk about it was, it's like, it's both a full circle, right? Like you're starting from scratch, zero. When you learn the numbers, you start at one. You know, you don't go 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's even before the actual official beginning. It's like that moment where you just like in spirit are moving forward. It's a very spiritual card. And usually when it pops, it's a moment of starting from zero. A cycle has been completed and now you're again at zero. Even if you get to 9, you go back to 1, 0, 10, right? So it's not 11. It's not 9 and then 11. You go to 10. 1, 0. So this is the card that's like the empty vase, right? It's ready to be filled with whatever you bring into it. And you can fill it with stupid bullshit and you can fall off that cliff. Or you can actually make something out of what you do have. So a little bit, this is how I feel, I've been in the Fool moment so many times. Some people call it the crazy. In Spanish, it's called el loco. It's like the crazy person, because sometimes you start with a venture, you start with a new religious path, or you start a new, like, even a hike, like those like 6-hour hikes, or like walking trails that people do. That's how you feel, you're like, some people are like, you're stupid, you're a fool. Start of a new relationship, the start of... this is what I felt when I moved countries, like a fool. Because if I would have known what I was not going to know, I wouldn't have done it. But then I did move, like chest up, head looking up, with just one bag, you know, a flower in my hand just because I thought it would be cute. Like, and then... I feel like I just came to the country, to the United States. And then I realized I was ill-dressed and I should have brought more bags and that it was a cliff and that there was going to be winter. and that I know no one or the language. So it's this like blind optimism almost. But that blind optimism created inventions. It made people go for things that people said were impossible. And so that's the energy of the Fool. That's a zero. That's you can be at a full moment, even if you're a wife, even if you're a professor, even if you're if you've lived a long time and you're starting over with something. When you start a new art piece, when you start a new venture, when you start a new relationship, that's you're being a fool in the best way possible. So like, there's no way that you can predict what lies ahead, but you know you just have to go there. So the snowy mountains to me in this Rider-Waite deck mean that there are some hard times that could come ahead, and if you know how to prepare for them, you will succeed. But the fool doesn't know anything, literally anything. He has to find out how to cover himself from the cold. So that's kind of like what this is about. He's dangling. He's very close to the edge of a cliff, and he could fall at any time because he's looking up. He's not even looking where his feet are at. That could be very dangerous. But you know what? He just has to go. His dress is way too short, but fabulous. And some people say that the dog sometimes is like guardian angels who are looking over, or like sometimes it could be like your loved one saying, no, no, don't go. Hey, warning you from the danger of like moving countries, or like starting this new relationship, or like starting this new company. The dog's like, careful. Or it could be just that companion that you have. Like when I moved countries and I would talk to my mom on the phone, and I felt like that was that dog, you know, like that encouraging voice being like on the other side. The white rose is supposed to mean like purity. I actually have to double check on that because I never paid attention. Here's the thing about the cards. When you start reading them, they kind of change for you. Even if I know the cards very well, even if I've seen them a million times, suddenly something's pointing out to me in that specific read for that whatever reason. Oh yeah, so the roses often symbolize freedom, sensual or sexual freedom, and he might enjoy some liberated pleasures in the near future. So yeah, it's a little bit this like freedom to experiment whatever. It's this purity. Like, I come with a white rose to maybe... I was going to say something disgusting.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Just like, you know, you're maybe going to stain it with some things. Maybe it's going to, like, it's supposed to... All right. Is this, like, offering of, like, purity and absolute freedom? So two major details about this card is that he's holding a stick with a little pouch. I want to say, like, a leather brown purse. Very, like, Veronica 2006. You can go back to my photos if you hack me and check them out. See what I mean. But this stick, it's said to turn into the magician's wand. So the next card over is the one, and that's a magician, the person who knows how to now manifest. With knowing from nothing, it's starting to learn its own power. And this wand is supposed to be the one the magician now holds, and with which it manifests. The fool just doesn't know it, that he has a stick. I would also say in those hills by myself, it would be a good thing to have just in case I need to hit someone in the fucking head. Because I ain't gonna get raped in no hill. And then the pouch is this thing that you bring, like when you start over, even if you, like, let's say you lost your apartment and your family, like you, or your parents, and you lost your job, or you lost your like partner, and I'm not even saying like death, they just like left you, or you've decided to leave your city that you knew, whatever, you're starting over for whatever reason. You're not starting over. It feels like it. You may need to build from zero. You may need to find money to do it. But you have all the knowledge from the previous times that you've had alive before that. It's not like you're a baby. So the fool kind of represents the baby, the newborn baby. But the thing is, we're not babies every time we start over. We have our personalities. We have our experiences. We know what we've done. So that's the pouch. That's the pouch of the fool. The fool also like moves forward. It's like such a positive card. It could mean so much. It could mean that you're reawakened to this like passion to embark on this journey. So people read the reverse meaning of it, and I don't really do reverse, but the reverse meaning could be that it's not the right time to start over, or that you're maybe not. You know, if my brother was like, I'm going to quit my job and start trying to become a professional soccer player now, I'd be like, oh, no, you shouldn't. So that would be the full reverse in that case for me, right? But there's nothing I couldn't read on the full, like, on its right side, because then I would become the dog being like, no, please don't, and he'd be the fool. I don't know if that made sense, but the reverse meanings is like, it's basically like, and you have to use your intuition for this. If you don't do reverse, the other cards around it will make sure to tell you in what vibration this card is coming out. And if not, if you do use reverse, think of what the fool means, like that, the joie de vivre, that starting over, that like going forward, this like, ah. Yeah. There I go. Mm-hmm. I'm dressed. No, I can't sing right now. I don't know what the fuck. Sorry, guys. This is just what's gonna happen. Don't edit this out. Just see them. Let them see me. He's going like, I look fab. Boots are yellow. Flower in hand. And then he might fall from that cliff. He might really fall and crash. That fool. In fact, I'm going to describe some of the other cards that I have. In the After Tarot, the fool has fallen, but he's now like hanging on to this cliff by one hand. The dog's kind of barking at him like, stupid idiot. And he lost the stick and the pouch. And he's still smelling that flower. Like, that, he's not trying to like get himself off the ground. He's just like sniffing that flower of sexual freedom. It's like, wow, you fell off the cliff just to smell that rose. And he's like, yeah, I had to. So it's kind of this like, free yourself from even the idea that you could fail. Free yourself from even the idea that even as it's hurting, even if you're crashing and burning, you at least are going to get the experience. And that's the ultimate fool, right? When it's like, whoa, girl, you're going to crash and burn. And it's like, well, but I have to experience this. And even if I'm crying afterwards, I look back and I'll be like, I lived it. I did this. And that's what I wanted to get out of it. It's not even about the result. It's about that. Because it basically failed, but he's smelling the rose. In the Mythic Tarot deck, I'll explain this. It's a little bit of a longer explanation. So it's... Here, I'm going to read from the book. Here we meet the hero of our journey in the guise of mysterious god Dionysio, the twice born. He was a child of great Zeus, god of gods, king of the gods, and Semele, a mortal woman and a princess of Thebes. So it's basically this fool is just ready to fall off this cliff. This in this deck, he's like one foot is out into the cliff and the other one is halfway out the mountain. This guy's ready to fall. So in the, regardless of the myth, the mythic meaning, in this deck, to me, this fool is like, I am going to fall starting over. Like, I'm expecting to fail on this new mission and I'm still going. It doesn't matter. Now, I'll tell you, in the Dali Tarot deck, and I find this so interesting, the fool is an old man. So it's like, you can start from scratch literally at any moment. Like, my grandma lost her husband of 40-something years, and as an old woman, she has to start over. Of course, it looks messy, but eventually after that chaos, like initial chaos, goes away and fades away and it's left behind. What's left is the zero. It's the starting over. It's like a fresh start. Might not feel fresh at the time, but it's definitely new. So that's a fool. And I wanted to kind of like talk about this for a little bit, even though this is just touching the very tip of the iceberg. Well, I'll give you one more thought from Alejandro Jodorowsky in his book, I, the Tarot, where he speaks in about each card. And what he says is, he's the messenger of what's essential, meaning himself. I make all the roads my road. I'm just reading pieces and bits and pieces. He's the one who's forever in the today, invisible abundance. Because right when you're like headed towards a goal, kind of starting from scratch, only you can see that abundance. It's a little bit like the star. But the star knows, the fool doesn't know. Here's another thing about the fool. Once you finish all of the journey, which is called the fool's journey, so it goes fool, magician, empress, high priestess, empress, emperor, hierophant, the lovers, chariot, strength, hermit, the wheel of fortune, justice, hangman, death, temperance, devil, tower, star, moon, sun, judgment, in the world. Once you get to the world, which is like having it all the knowledge, you've conquered the world. From having zero, you have it all. You've conquered yourself, your fears, you have your crew, your people, you've discerned, you've lost, you started over. What happens is that after that completion, you go to the zero and start over again. So there's no world card that's like such abundance that doesn't go to the zero and the starting over. So the fool and the world are like eternally married by being the click of that zero, of that cycle. And actually the world has a zero in it. It's usually a woman or a man-woman inside of this like, what do you call those like leaves, circle leaves that are Christmas things? The wreath? Wreaths? Thank you. Wreaths. It's a wreath. So the wreath Do you ever say like Reese Witherspoon? I did a pun. Whoa. I'm so proud of myself for being so stupid. So the it has a wreath and the woman is inside the wreath. Hi, my name is Reese Witherspoon. I can't stop. Okay. So it feels like the end of a cycle. And that zero, that wreath to me is like the zero of the fool. Already as you own everything, you are the fool. You think you have it all? No, no. You're about to be the person who has nothing. And that's how life goes. When you feel you figure out your career, then something begins again. And then sometimes, you know, you're like, I'm the best of my, in my baseball league or my soccer league. I'm the best one in this category. And then they move you up one level and you're the fucking worst one and you have to start over. Or it happened to me with acting. Like, okay, now I've conquered like this, let's say commercial auditions or like this like set of characters. And then next time I'm like, all right, but how long can I do this one set for? Or how long can I win at commercials without, like, now I want to do TV. And then I go there and then I have to learn a whole new language, a whole new way of doing things. So it's that moving up level that makes you, forces you to start from scratch. But the fool is always moving up one level. That pouch is so major. And it's a major arcana. Some people don't have the fool. Some decks don't respect it. But I think the crazy is the best thing, the best moment. And sometimes you resist it, but there's nothing better than a fool who's like going for what it wants, regardless of what people say to them. Sometimes flashes of memories of what I've left behind follow me in my career. For not. So it's kind of like this person who's ahead of losing innocence. Their innocence. Their zest for life. Without worry, I'm translating from Spanish. That's why I'm fucking being so weird. Without worrying, this is what I want to say. Fuck. He's like letting himself be as himself as he can possibly be. That's what I'm trying to say. He's letting himself be as himself as he can possibly be, fearlessly. And that's with not even bravado. It's just like without even, like, sometimes I'll say things exactly what I think and people will react and I'll be like, whoa, sorry, and then I realize, whoa, I couldn't help but being myself. I just went like a fool like that way, and then I realized what was happening. But then I'm like, well, I can't help but be myself. So it's this informed by the true self kind of start over. It's a very spiritual card. So the reason I wanted to do this separate, like, special episode, guys, it's because I had a feeling that with a guest here, sometimes it's hard for me to, like, talk about everything I really want to talk about in Sassy Tarot. And it's hard for me to connect with you. And partly, I am happy I talked to you about the Fool because it forced me to, like, revisit and reestablish and rethink what I think about this card. Sometimes I get this card and I don't really know how it's going to come out for me. And there are a couple of cards that are forever changing and confusing, and the Fool is one of them. And it's, yes, because it comes from the ending of a cycle, and it comes with, like, this optimism that could be potentially bad, but maybe it isn't, you know? And so it's a very kind of delicate energy to read. And it's the beginning of the journey of the archetypes of the man, of the human, male and female. In the medicine woman, I forgot to say, in the medicine woman tarot deck, the Fool is called seed, like planting a seed. So it's this woman, like, at top of a hill, just like throwing seeds to the ground. She's not even planting them, she's just throwing them to the wind. See what sticks. She doesn't even, she might not even come back to this land and see which became a tree, but she's just doing it anyway. She's helping this process. If sometimes during the podcast I'm a little bit all over the place, it's partly because of the guests and partly because we're still figuring out the format and stuff. And it's partly because I'm also ADD and I feel like that's sometimes where the energy wants to go. Perfect excuse for anything, for lack of preparation. But I do want to get into each one of the cards like a little more specifically. So in our next episode, we will have a guest and I will also talk about the magician, and maybe not in depth like I did with the fool, but I think you have enough resources to figure out more from it. And then as the podcast goes along, I'll figure out also like a way to do it where it's like the least confusing possible. And also feel free to like comment and make sure that I know what you're feeling. Don't just like go and give me one star. Like, this is a learning process. So give me 5 stars and then tweet at me being like, hey, here's some thoughts. Like, I was confused by this or whatever. And then that actually helps me figure this out. The tarot journey is very, to me, it's been wild because I just like went and bought a deck and I started reading cards for people. And then I found out so much about it. And if you're like me, you're like trying to plan and plot and like how you're going to do this like mystic. Listen, you don't even have to like read tarot for people to get a deck. And you don't even have to know that much to understand what's happening. You can pull 3 cards and go online and Google what the fuck they mean, or like go back to an episode of this Sassy Tarot and be like, oh, she talked about this card. Let me see what she said about it. Yeah, just go back in time and find it, the episode. Find the episode and see what I said about it, and then be like, you're a fool. You don't know anything. And I'll be like, yeah, it's true. And maybe in a year I'll be like, I want to change what I said about the fool, and or I want to redo the fool or the episode. And that's valid too. Just be chill and know that you can, and trust your intuition, because everyone has it. It's kept humanity alive and animals alive. It's there for a reason. We know what we need to do. Mothers get pregnant and give birth, and they've done it from the beginning of time. And men also know what to do on their side. So I don't feel like we need that much intellectual knowledge to know so much of what we need to do in our lives. And the tarot is just like that guide. And I am figuring out what to do. So I hope you enjoyed this like little tiny lesson on the fool. And that you'll keep listening, and that you'll subscribe and give us 5 stars. And also that you stick around for our next episode and our next guest, which is going to be amazing. I'm so excited about it. And guys, it would be weird if I didn't say it, but watch Strange Angels CBS All Access. Right? All right, I feel like it would be weird if I don't do an interactive read, so I'm going to pick the Medicine Woman tarot deck, because it feels so jarring to me, and I don't know why. That's like, it's so mild and beautiful, and it's so like healing, and I resist it so hard. I think partly because it's healing and I'm like, no, give me beer, which I'm drinking right now. And partly because it's a little bit Native American. And also there are some decks that when I play around with them and pull my own cards, which I try not to. See, I got the devil card just now. That's a beer. That's a beer right there. The devil card is my addiction to beer, drugs, and sex and rock and roll. So I think the medicine or medicinal woman, I don't fucking know. But that deck is healing. It has also like a lot of Native American imaginary. And I feel frankly disconnected from it. And a little bit like I need to read more. Like, I don't feel like I honor it enough. See, like, even there's a deck that I'm so comfortable with and I'm encouraging you to be so comfortable with. And there's decks where I feel like a fucking loser with, and this shouldn't be the one, but it is. So I'm going to pull three cards from it and I'm going to see what they say. But I'm going to give you probably like, let's see. Okay, so right now you're at home, you're driving, you're going about your life. You're screaming to your kids. You're just like walking, right? Around the downtown of your town. And your town is fun enough. Maybe you're like doing your run. Maybe you're upstairs in your bedroom and your mom's like, meow. Maybe your kids are like, meow. And you're going to think of a question or a topic or a thing that you want the cards to answer you right now. Think. You got the question? Don't just fucking do yes or no question because you know it's not going to happen. So don't fool yourself into bullshit. It's not going to happen. So you have your question, right? Okay, so I'm going to pull three cards. Three cards, please. Three cards. Okay. And we have card one. We have card number two. And we have card number three. All right. So now you've already thought of your question. You're going to pick a number between one, two, and three. Don't just change it, or you can change it if you really feel like it, but if there's a number sticking out for you, just stick with it. Stick with it right now. Right now. It's done. If you pick card number one, you got the Apprentice of Stones. This is what happens to me with this tarot deck, but I'm like, what the fuck? But I do know. The Apprentice of Stones is the Page of Pentacles. So it's this person who is, this is an energy of discovering a treasure that it's like you found a coin on the ground and you're like, whoa, what do I do with this? I can do so much with this. This is like new resource that you've found. It's a material resource. It could be time. It could be money. It could be like literally a seed and you're planting your like herbs in your garden. It could be like a new person that is like giving you a lot of information or a lot of like maybe a neighbor who's giving you like flour, this resource of like material resource. So if your question has to do with this is okay, I'm going to just say what the card means and you figure it out. This is a card of self-worth. So if you're not valuing yourself, if you're not like seeing your own potential, this is definitely a card that is encouraging that. Maybe you're giving your resources to someone else and it's a time for you to like actually look at what you have with the eyes of a child of like I have so many wonderful things. Like, who should I give them to? Or maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should just like admire my little, you know, like list of good things that I have for a little longer before I decide where I'm going to put this coin. Because you don't want to put coins in just any bank. There's also like a be thankful for what you found recently and like look back and see if you found some kind of new thing that may be actually good for your project. And this might also be someone that you just found and, you know, you just have to like keep looking at it to see if it's going to work for you. But definitely it's something that feels like a treasure found. If you pick card number two, we have the Seven of Bowls. This is so, like, you guys are, like, in a, I think maybe sexy, yeah, fuck. Okay, this is kind of sexy. The Seven of Bowls, that's the Seven of Cups. So that's the card of, like, maybe having too many choices normally. But in this deck is this, like, couple swimming in Hawaii in the ocean and dolphins are around them. And then there's definitely this, like, there's this like fantasy of what you could achieve with this person, right? Maybe there's a little bit of temptation on the side. If you're confused about what to do, this is a card of following your bliss. So if you're confused about what options to pick, what to choose, where to go, if you have several options, first of all, don't let shiny objects distract you from the real thing, from the real deal. Don't let what you're supposed to do distract you from where you feel you want to go. if you're thinking of taking a romantic vacation, definitely do it. But don't check other women out or other guys out. Careful what beaches you pick, because they might be too rocky for you to go to. Definitely have sex and make love. If you're feeling like in a dry spell, you should try to have sex. Get caught up in this like circle of choices, like where you're like confused about what to do. Don't let yourself be trapped by the lack of choice, choosing. And don't let people give you choices that are not real. Don't let people confuse you. Don't be confused by other things outside what's real. So, you're in a relationship. Everything's going great. You feel like this is real, right, and good. Don't, like, be looking to the sides, because that may give the wrong signal. If you have, like, three choices, you know which one's right. Even if for your career, or, like, what partner to pick in terms of, like, an association, don't pick just because what it's supposed to look like. Just pick by what really, really resonates with you. If you pick card number three, you got the Ace of Bowls. So that's like the Ace of Cups. So it's like love, it's given from above. So this is a card of like, this is a new idea, a new love, a new fresh like start. It's like basically the giver is giving you the cup of love. So whatever you're asking about is something that if it's not making you feel full in your heart, you should really let go of and follow whatever's making you feel really happy and joyful inside of your heart, because that's where the juice of life is. And if you're wondering if it's going to come to you, yes, it's coming, and you just have to look up and see it and kind of grab it. And if you're asking about a new project and you're feeling so wonderful about it, keep going. It has so much potential to make you so happy. If you're wondering about a new partner, this looks very good. It looks like at least, even if it doesn't matter what results it will have, at least right now it's activating your heart chakra in a way that you needed for healing. Wow. I must say card 1, 2, and 3 are three circles. They all have a big circle. One of them orange. So I feel like if you pick card number one, you're in like creative mode, like creative chakra activation time. Maybe you should go dancing. And if you pick 2 and 3, it's maybe time to like connect with crown and also heart chakras, if you know about those things. All right. Well, I think that's all for this episode. And please stick around for the next one that will be released next week. So please stick around until it's released and hold on to your pants or not. Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.